This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And it's Nobody.
So we've talked about Nobody's campaign for mayor in the first hour. We covered
ad nauseam.
Monopoly socialism version most recently. And now, Vincent, you want to get serious and go into the Middle East with a story about what's going
on. Okay, don't go into the Middle East. That everybody does that. Leave them alone.
This is regarding
Middle East for the Middle Easterners.
I've never even been to Israel, Rich. I don't know what you're talking about. So here, this is from a Jerusalem Post.
Rich?
Excuse me, Nobody.
Okay.
It's going to take a while, all right?
I know. It does. Yeah. I messed it up earlier today.
This is going to be the Jerusalem Post.
A lot of people will probably continue to casually call me Rich.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
It's not problematical. I'm not going to...
You're not offended.
Scream and cry and say you're dead naming. I probably won't be Nobody forever.
Okay.
Although I'm considering changing going back to be Rich Nobody Paul.
Okay.
Get rid of the ARD and.
Well, Nobody has a lot of plans, from what I understand. So at least for the next few years, you're probably going to continue to be Nobody.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm hopefully going to be riding this thing for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, Vermin Supreme's been doing his shtick for
more than a decade.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
And so before I get in, this is a story about the statements from the Palestinian Authority President Abbas. And before I continue, some people would be thinking, well, what
background
is the Palestinian Authority? Yeah,
yeah.
So there's a lot of background needed for the Arab-Israeli conflict, but just to begin, the Palestinian Authority, this is from Encyclopedia Britannica.com, or Britannica.com.
Wow, they still exist. How about that?
I figured, this is such a hot-button issue, I need to get a very authoritative, partial source. So the Palestinian Authority, known by many former names, is the governing body of the Palestinian Autonomous Regions of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, established in 1994 as part of the Oslo Accords peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. So that's what the Palestinian Authority is.
They govern an area where Palestinians live.
Yes.
Which they've been shoved into by the Israelis.
Yes, yes.
Israelites?
No, Israelis. Israelis are not. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and that's there's so much to get into. This is just from Wikipedia.
Yeah, and I know almost nothing about this.
This is just a brief, this is from Wikipedia, just a brief history of a region. It says here, the region has come under sway of various empires, region as in, what used to be called the Levant, right? The Levant, that area of the coast of the Mediterranean.
Okay.
The region has come under the sway of various empires and as a result hosted a wide variety of ethnicities. And this comes up into his statements in the article. However, the land was predominantly Jewish from roughly 1,000 years before Common Era until 3rd century of a Common Era, AD and BC, if you were older. The adoption of Christianity by the Roman Empire in the 4th century led to a Greco-Roman Christian majority, which lasted not just until the 7th century when the area was conquered by the Arab Muslim empires, but for another full 6 centuries. It gradually became predominantly Muslim after the end of the Crusader period, during which it was a focal point of conflict between Christianity and Islam. From the 13th century, it was mainly Muslim, with Arabic as the dominant language and was first part of the Syrian province of Mamluk Sultanate and Ottoman Empire until British conquest in 1917-18. Okay, now this is...
So it's been Jewish,
time.
It's been Christian, it's been Muslim.
It's like Jewish as in the tribe of Judah, right? As like the ethnicity rather than a religion. Then it was Hellenized, right? Because Alexander the Great conquered it. So now in more contemporary history, now a Jewish national movement...
Did it get a significant Greek population at that time, or just Greek governors?
Just like Greek, Greek speaking and ideas. So there wasn't much mass migration, like not a bunch of people from Greece. It was just it's complicated. A Jewish national movement, Zionism, emerged in the late 19th century, partially in response to growing anti-Semitism, as part of which Aliyah, Jewish return from diaspora, increased during World War One. The British government.
And Zionism is where. What again?
I've asked this like a million times over the years. There's many different definitions. My understanding of it is the belief that the land of Israel, as it's known, belongs to the Jewish people. Even though the Jewish people have been, you know, there's many different types of Jews. There's been a diaspora for thousands of years. A lot of the Jews who,
are the Palestinians Jewish?
Yeah, you can recognize as a Zionist because they'll keep selling you their house and then kicking you out of it.
They're, the Palestinian Authority president refers to that. He claims that Palestinians are descendants of Canaanites. In theory, it's like, you know, you hear the term anti-Semitism. My understanding is Semite is a group of languages, Semitic languages. So some people do consider Palestinians to be Semites.
Yeah, Arabic is a Semitic language, and Palestinians are Semites.
So during World
War
I... That's
just one of the many ironies of the way we use language.
So you know, some of these Israelis are anti-Semitic, right? When they, the ones who abuse the Palestinians.
Are the Israelis tend to be Jewish?
Yeah, I believe some think that they're exclusively Jewish. Mm-hmm. A lot of them came from after World War II. A lot of them came from Eastern Europe Europe to settle in. Because it was a huge immigration. It was like a Free State Project for Jews in a sense.
Israel considers itself to be a Jewish state.
Mm-hmm.
Actively. So it's a theocracy.
Yeah, okay.
Versus competing elements. I mean, it is a sort of like a representative democracy, right? Versus parties, versus liberal parties, versus far-right parties. I'll just finish here.
Well, I mean, anytime you have a power structure, you're going to have groups of people fighting.
Absolutely. And so there are some elements I've heard some people say that the soldiers follow the rabbis over their own officers. So there is a, like in the United States and like in the Arab world, there is a religious fundamentalist aspect who would like to see a theocracy. And so it's a very recent state. 1948 is when it was established. So the British government publicly committed to create a Jewish national home and was granted a mandate to rule Palestine by the League of Nations for this purpose. You'll see some...
The British were ruling Palestine.
The mandate of Palestine. You could even see some sewer hubs, sewer caps in modern-day Israel still say the mandate of Palestine. By League of Nations for this purpose. A rival Arab nationalism also claimed rights over former Ottoman territories and sought to prevent Jewish migration into Palestine, leading to growing Arab-Jewish tensions. Israeli independence in 1948 was...
Slow down, man. I'm trying to follow this here.
This is just a brief history.
Okay, but I'm trying to follow what the history is here. So you're saying... the Palestinians were running people out of Palestine.
Originally? I'm not saying that. This is what this is just the beginning blurb of the article.
The Palestinians weren't in control. The British were, and the British were making some effort to stop Jews from coming in, and the Palestinians liked that because the big problem with Palestine is that it was a feudal system. So the people farming the land didn't own the land, but they'd been there for hundreds of years, and their families had been there for hundreds of years, and they just paid a tithe to this landowner that they never met. And they didn't know why they paid it, but they did. Well, the problem is, the Jews came in and bought those farms. The guy, the absentee owner of the place, many of whom were in Egypt, got paid, and the people who were on the land, the people who had been farming it for centuries, they were just like, well, you know, we bought this place, you gotta leave.
So it's very similar situation to like, you know, Native American reservation, you know, like the treatment of Native Americans. Well, I mean, you know, it's inverse parallel. It's not like just a total similar comparison.
So the Palestinians are
instituted. I mean, it's a genocide.
Instead of manifest destiny, they just use the term Zionism, and there's a lot of sectarian violence, and like the King David Hotel bombing, Ergun Death Squads, and a lot of people, the Zionist partisans who could be described as terrorists based on their actions, became the founders of the modern day.
So the Palestinians are the serfs in the feudal system. System you're talking about?
Yes.
And the Brits are the
yeah.
Rulers.
So they bought the land, paid the lords, and told the serfs get bent, and they didn't have anywhere to go.
All right. So more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free talk live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle. Free.
New improved LicoChaps with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the folks over at AnyPay, where they've set up a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you are ready to start taking cryptocurrency at your business, maybe you've got a local business that people come to, or maybe you come to your customers. Maybe you're like a plumber or some other service provider, and you want to be able to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, and several others. You can do that now with AnyPay. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the process. Even if you're starting from zero, you don't have your own wallet, you've never done anything with crypto before, they'll make it easy, and it is way easier than you probably think it's going to be. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. The AnyPay Take Crypto app is available for iOS and Android, as well as web browsers. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Now, Vincent, you are recounting a brief history of what is a very lengthy and detailed history in general of the land known as Israel.
I mean, today, you know, when we talk about Israel, a lot of people just think of, like, you know, that Levantine area, but the nation of Israel, and then there's Gaza and West Bank, which are the place where Palestinians live, and they're pretty much like reservations. And
so you were in the 1940s or like 1948 when we left off in the last segment. The British were in charge of the land. It had changed hands over, you know, many hundreds of years, and the British were then in charge, and that's kind of where you kind of left off.
Yeah. Okay. And I have to get back to where it was. Then in 1948 is when Israel gained independence, or became its own nation. So Israeli independence in 1948.
The British washed their hands of them because
there's a lot of terrorism
called
and violence.
Irgun kidnapped a couple of British soldiers and sergeants. And they whipped them, and I can't remember if they killed them or not, but they hurt them, and they at least hurt them badly, and I think they hung them.
And these people are national heroes. Well, not those people in particular, I don't know, but, like, you know, it was the King David Hotel bombing. They're considered, the people who organized that, right, they're viewed as by some in Israel as heroes.
Because they got rid of the British as a result?
Oh, well, just because they got their land back, quote, their land.
Yeah, it was really they got rid of the British, and that gave them carte blanche to do what they wanted with the Palestinians.
And there was the Arab-Israeli conflict, where many of the surrounding Arab countries, like I believe Egypt, Syria, I don't know about Jordan, they went to war. I think it was like the Six-Day War or something. There was a lot of wars there, and Israel was able to hold its ground. And today, 43% of the world's Jewish population lives in Israel. It's the largest Jewish community in the world. And so, even though a lot of the conflict took
place... What percentage?
43%.
Really?
That's what it says here on the Wikipedia article. And even though this took place, more than half a century ago, a lot of the issues are still around. There's these things called settlements, Israeli settlements, on what they even agree, or maybe not all of them agree, but is what many, I think even the UN legally views it as Palestinian land. I saw this awful video.
They're making illegal incursions.
Oh, yeah,
all
yes.
All over the 8% of land that the Palestinians are left with.
I saw this awful video of the IDF demolishing in a Palestinian apartment building, and all these people, the Palestinians are upset, being displaced from their homes. It shows the IDF soldiers laughing and cheering at the building going off.
So take me back to, 1948, they get rid of the British, and the Palestinians were the serfs on these properties.
Well, I mean, not all of them were. I'm not an expert on it. Like, not all of them were serfs.
So some of them were landowners.
Some of them were landowners. Mm-hmm. There was a large population of serfs, and it was just about the worst possible transition you can make from basically feudalism to something more advanced.
So what happened then? I mean, at what point did they shove these people out of the land that they lived on for hundreds of years?
Well, this has been going on all the time. This has been going on since 1918. In that, I mean, you come in and if you move a whole bunch of people into an area and they're buying up land, there's going to be,
there's going to be conflict, and then I have here on the, so to answer your question, Ian, this is Wikipedia. On May 14, 1948, at the end of a British mandate, the Jewish agency, led by David Ben-Gurion, who became the first prime minister of Israel, declared the creation of the State of Israel, and the same day the armies of seven Arab countries invaded Israel. The conflict led to an exodus of about 711,000 Palestinian Arabs, known in Arabic as Al-Nakba, the catastrophe. Later, a series of laws passed by the first Israeli government prevented Palestinians from returning to their homes or claiming for property. Wow. They and many of her descendants remain refugees. The flight and expulsion of the Palestinians has been widely and controversially described as having involved ethnic cleansing. And according to a growing consensus between Israeli and Palestinian historians, expulsion and destruction of villages played a part in the origin of the Palestinian refugees. And now that they've settled someplace else, you know, West Bank and Gaza, they're doing that again. The, you know, the Israelis were displacing them all over again. And, you know, you have these sick and twisted Christian Zionists in the United States.
Who set up the current locations where these people are became refugees, to where they went to, the West Bank and Gaza? Was it the UN? Was it the Israeli government?
It was more or less the Israeli government. If you look at a at a map, there's a thing on the internet that will show a map of Israel in the various, like, 1948 borders, 1967 mm-hmm. borders, and more modern borders, and you'll see that the area occupied by Palestinians is just getting smaller and smaller, and the two areas they have left are
so basically Gaza and West Gaza Bank, and many West of Bank. The places where the Israelis are claiming are locations that are important to their religion. Like, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, Bethlehem, right, the village where Jesus was born, that's part of West Bank.
So they're like, we want this back.
Well, that's part of everybody. Well,
not Bethlehem. They couldn't care less about Bethlehem, obviously. Oh, okay. But, like, other places, like the, places related to Abraham or Moses.
So, yeah. Well, that's the huge conflict over Jerusalem. Is that there's a lot of holy sites in Jerusalem, and Israel has always talked about moving their government to Jerusalem, mm-hmm. and Palestinians are horrified by that.
And Trump and Jared Kushner are helping, or, you know, helped make that happen by moving the embassy there, and now Jared Kushner is in charge of making the peace deal. Right?
So,
just
to be clear, Jerusalem is where in relation to the Palestinians?
So Jerusalem used to be an international city, mm-hmm. But then, you know, the Israelis pretty much did whatever they want after 1948. So it used to be, they didn't call it their capital. Tel Aviv was technically the Israeli capital, but now that Trump moved the embassy there, all these Christian Zionists and Trump, they're calling Jerusalem the eternal capital.
And is there a lot of Palestinians in Jerusalem?
Oh, yeah.
Jerusalem?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that part of West Bank or Gaza?
No, it's part of, I think it's in Israel.
It's right,
that's where the Dome of Iraq is, and that's very important for Muslims.
All right, more coming up here in moments. Why can't they just leave these people alone? It's Free Talk Live.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The trade war with China geared up once again, with Beijing unveiling a new round of retaliatory tariffs on about $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. China will place additional tariffs of 5 to 10% on U.S. imports starting September 1st, according to a statement posted by China's finance ministry. The ministry also announced plans to resume tariffs on U.S. imports of automobiles and parts. The tariffs would be 25% for vehicles, 5% on parts, and would take effect on December 15th. The other new tariffs will target over 5,000 products, including soybeans, coffee, whiskey, seafood, and crude oil. The American Farm Bureau Federation said the tariff announcement signals even more trouble for American agriculture. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents the interests of more than 3 million businesses, called on China and the U.S. to get back to the table and discuss issues important to both sides, including intellectual property and market access. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at Discord, .lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And nobody.
And I told you about, of course, AnyPay, but also we got other great crypto-related sponsors here. Bitcoin.com is a long time sponsor here.
There's the right ad.
and that is a great website. Nobody, you are active on the local.bitcoin.com site, and that is where you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. You can use a variety of different payment methods in order to do that. Now, if you're selling Bitcoin Cash, you definitely need to be a little cautious as to which payment methods you're going to use, because some of them are a little higher risk or a lot higher risk than others. So PayPal, Venmo, yeah, you can use them, but they might shut you down if they find out that you are using them to sell Bitcoin Cash. Whereas things like bank deposits or remittances are a little bit more reliable. Of course, meeting in person with cash is the best way to do it, but you know, you don't have as many options as far as, you know, buyers in that circumstance. So go to local.bitcoin.com. There's ups and downs to the various different options that are in play over there. If you're a buyer as opposed to a seller, most of the time you're pretty safe. If you're buying from somebody who's got some reputation under their belt, you really don't have too much to worry about in those circumstances. So most of the risk tends to get kind of fronted by the sellers in this case. But do your due diligence before you get into it. Look around. Get a feel for it. Ask questions in their Telegram chat room. It's pretty useful. There's a good group of folks over there. Local.bitcoin.com. It is, by the way, a site that has a privacy factor to it, and that is that you don't actually have to show your identification to the website in order to create an account. The site does not hold your funds at any point. When you get into a trade with somebody, it's all done via smart contracts on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain. So the website itself is not actually involved beyond providing the contract for you to put your Bitcoin Cash into. So you can go to local.bitcoin.com. You can learn more there and get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. So, Vincent, you're getting into this Palestinian story. It required, at least for me, a lot of background. I'm just a dumb American. I don't know a whole lot about what goes on all the way over in the Middle East. I don't know all the different sides that are fighting over all the different things, you know, land or religion or both, that they're fighting over. So I appreciate the fact that both of you guys actually seem to know quite a bit about the conflict over there, this ongoing, hundreds of years long conflict.
Yeah, well, I was really curious about it. So one of the classes I took when I went back to college was a Middle Eastern history, just because I wanted to know more about it.
So yeah, back to this Jerusalem Post article now that we know what we need to know. In a visit to the
So just to recap briefly, these Palestinians have been pushed onto pieces of property, off their original property, onto pieces of property that get smaller and smaller over time.
Which some describe as a process of ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, they're not gassing them or, you know, just
killing them softly. It's taking a while, taking generations to. In a visit to the Jala Zone refugee camp near Ramallah earlier this month, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas claimed that the Palestinians, quote, will enter Jerusalem, millions of fighters. In a video uploaded to Abbas's Facebook page on August 10th and reported this week by the Middle Eastern Media Research Institute, Memory, the Palestinian president stated that the Palestinian people, quote, shall remain here and nobody can remove us from our homeland. Referring to Israelis, he continued, quote, if they want, they themselves can leave. Those who are foreign to this land have no right to it.
He's referring to the land on which the Palestinians live, or is he talking about Jerusalem?
I believe he's talking about
Israel.
Yeah,
he's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about invading Jerusalem, right? With
I don't believe he's speaking about just Jerusalem.
He's talking about the whole country.
The whole area. Yeah, well, it's difficult to call it a country. It's like a land. Yeah, it's so many people call it so many different things. He continues, no matter how many houses and how many settlements they declare that they plan to build here and there, they all shall all be destroyed, Allah willing.
Wow.
They will all go to the garbage bin of history.
Now, what is the, are they Muslims? What are the religion of the Palestinians?
Yeah, so there's many different religions there. There's a majority of them, I believe, are Muslim. There are Palestinian Christians.
Okay.
To back up,
they're called Chaldeans, generally.
To back up his statement, Abbas went on to claim that Palestinians are descended from the people of ancient Canaan, saying, quote, this land belongs to the people who live on it. It belongs to the Canaanites who lived here 5,000 years ago. We are the Canaanites. The audience can then be heard chanting, to Jerusalem we march, martyrs by the millions.
So they're going to start in Jerusalem because it's relatively close to West Bank.
I think
it's important.
It's a contested, divided city, and it's one where they feel a great deal of risk because there's a lot of things in Jerusalem that are very important to Muslims.
Primarily the Dome on the Rock.
Yeah, and thank you. I could not find the name. And so they're horrified by the idea of that becoming an Israeli city, and I can see why that would be the first place they'd want to drive them out. Mm.
Abbas
and that's all. Before you go on, and that city is also the one that's super important to all these political American Christians.
Well, quote, Christian Zionists, that's what they're called.
Yes.
Who want to use their political influence to take over or keep the...
To help the Israelis. And it's there's the whole thing.
Because
the
they believe Jesus is going to come back if they do this.
When the Jews return to Jerusalem.
The main thing that we're both...
But aren't the Jews in? Hold on, aren't the Jews in Jerusalem? I thought it was divided and contested.
No, so, well, that's the thing; it's divided and contested.
43% of the world Jewish population is in Israel, according to that Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. And the thing that they both could agree on, because Bill Maher asked Netanyahu that very thing, same thing. He said that the Christian Zionists are supporting Netanyahu and the Likud party and the Israelis for the wrong reasons. And Netanyahu's response said, "Well, let's come to that bridge when we cross it." So he's very happy for all this. Netanyahu is campaigning on the fact that he has so much support in the United States and that he's being able to work and manipulate Trump and everything.
Is that like
and
the Prime Minister of Israel?
Yes, Netanyahu's the Prime Minister of Israel, okay. And he's a right-wing figure, very controversial there. And the number one thing that the Christian Zionists and the Israeli Zionists are working together on is the construction of the Third Temple, which... The second temple
in
was
Jerusalem.
The second temple was destroyed by the Romans after one of the Jews revolted. Then the Muslims built the Dome on the Rock over it. So something needs to happen to the Dome on the Rock because the third temple is critical to Jewish theology and I'd say the Christian Zionist focus more on the temple. Even the only and all of this actually all the whole temple and temple prophecy stuff I'm going to be getting into in depth. Tomorrow night on Questioning Authority.
That's your show.
Yep, absolutely. The most important
Eastern
show
time.
I've done up to this point. That's what I'm going to say.
Wow, all right.
Pages of notes, and we talk about this prophecy and everything. So it's very important for both Christian Zionists and for the Jewish Zionists, the temple. And I think this, and I'll just as a the reason why I found this article and thought it was important was because the fact that the Palestinian Authority president is I'd say that's sort of starting to get violent rhetoric regarding Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's definitely some tough talks. They're going to invade, right?
And the Mossad and IDF aren't...
Just to put it in perspective, we can also point to a member of their parliament talking about how Palestinian mothers should be killed so they don't have any more babies.
Whoa.
You have some Palestinian mother. I've seen a video that say that in their womb is the next generation of martyrs. So, I mean, there's violence and wackos on both sides.
Yeah.
But I think I just want to say the point is, I think it's important, it's important to keep this in mind because the Mossad and IDF, Israeli Defense Force, they're no strangers to false flags. So I think if there is some sort of violence in Jerusalem that some rogue faction or whatever could take advantage of that to get rid of the Dome on the Rock.
Wow, it's a crazy conflict over people's beliefs about God, and
people's beliefs, and also you can't underestimate the fact that the Israelis, when they came in, felt like they were cornered by the world after the Holocaust.
855 450 free talk live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time. If you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free line is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thank you to C and J Bartholomew. They, together, it's a couple. They signed up as a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. And the AMP program is a way for you to back up what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you like the show, you like the fact that we're on over 200 radio stations across 1 week, we could be on 300. It's possible. We need, you know, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And that's what AMP stands for, to help us get on new radio stations, to bring new listeners to the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency. And you can join the AMP program just like CNJ Bartholomew did by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, they became a gold amplifier, which is $10 a month, but we only ask for $5. So if you want to join up, you can do that. $5 a month with credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, some bennies, as a result of you being an amplifier. You get the list of those over there, and we appreciate it very much. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Before we get back into your calls, I got a little excerpt here from an article that actually was put into our chat room in the first hour of the show, and I don't know if Baraka 66 knew that we were going to be talking about Israel, but this is actually I'm going to tie in our first hour here with hour number three. The story is from ArabNews.com, written by Yuri Avneri, from 2012. So according to the story here, suddenly, he says, I realized a new star had appeared on the political firmament of Israel. Until yesterday, I didn't even know of its existence. A respected public opinion poll posed a Nixon-esque question. From which politician would you buy a used car? the answer was stunning. Not a single politician reached the mark of even 10%.
Buy your cars from nobody.
Except one who would be trusted by a massive 34% of potential voters, a certain nobody.
Ha ha! My reputation precedes me.
Which, now there's more to this, I'll give you a little bit more, but it's interesting. You know, when we talk about political conflict and all this, it's always about the politicians and the countries and the states and all that. But what do the people think? You know, what do the people of Israel actually believe? Apparently 34% of them would buy a car from nobody, but most of the people didn't want to buy any cars from the politicians. This was not the only question to which the voters showed a marked preference for this mysterious candidate. When asked which candidate or with which candidate they would like to spend an evening, only 5% preferred Shelley Yachimovich, and even the smooth Benjamin Netanyahu attracted only 20%, while nobody easily headed the list with 27%.
We got to post this to electnobody.com.
Whom do you trust most was another question that they asked. Again, nobody won with 22%, followed by Netanyahu with 18%. Who cares?
Nobody rules.
Who cares most for you and your problems? 33% voted for
nobody,
followed
because nobody knows the troubles you've seen.
Followed far behind by Shelley with 17% and Netanyahu with only 9%.
And right now, Netanyahu, if he doesn't get elected this September, he might go to jail for like all sorts of corruption and fraud and bribery and issues.
The author says, "I've never met this nobody. I don't even know whether he or she is young or old. Why did he or she not set up a new party, seeing that it would be a shoo-in? Since it's too late to enter the fray, it's absolutely certain that Netanyahu will be the great victor. He'll be the next prime minister. He simply has no competitor." But I thought that was an interesting.
Well, Ehud Barak,
aside,
who is a former.
Ain't nobody
prime minister,
going there to run.
A former boy, I just want to correct, since they said no one could challenge him. Ehud Barak, who's a former prime minister, is running, I guess, on like a left wing coalition against
Netanyahu.
This was
2012.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
this was
years ago. But I thought it was an interesting poll, interesting polling results. Once again, you know, just because politicians are doing a thing doesn't mean that the people of that land back them. It doesn't mean that they agree. Even a significant plurality of them siding with nobody here in these various different polling questions. But that's never an option on the ballot.
Well, it is in Keene, New Hampshire.
It will
this
be
year.
This year in the primary
and
first.
If I don't make mayor, I'm going to have to go for either... I'm going to have to go for office in 2020.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Elroy. He's on the line in Tuscaloosa, in Alabama, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Elroy. Hello? Elroy? Going once.
Yes.
Elroy in Alabama.
Elroy.
Going twice. All right, Elroy, I guess we'll put you on hold, although we're probably not going to check back with you, so sorry about that. But anyway, so where were we? Was there more
just,
here?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Okay.
Continues after Abbas responded to the chant, which was "To Jerusalem we march, martyrs by the millions," by proclaiming, quote, "We shall enter Jerusalem, millions of fighters. We shall enter it, all of us, the entire Palestinian people, the entire Arab nation, the Islamic nation, and the Christian nation. They shall all enter Jerusalem."
Vaguely suggestive.
Well, I don't know. You know, that's the thing. That's the question. Is this going to be? Is this just empty rhetoric, or is it going to?
Is war?
He hinting? Well, I wouldn't even say war. War is he like, you know, like a million man march kind of thing? Or yeah, I guess.
I thought they were going to be armed. I thought he was talking about how they were going to be.
There's not going to be a million man march of Palestinians in Jerusalem. They're talking.
Oh, you
about,
have your crystal ball. You could look into, Rich, to determine
them?
That.
Have you seen them?
Hey, I mean, I doubt. You know,
got two of them.
I mean, you know, I never would have thought that a million people in Hong Kong could march in the streets at the same time, but they did. So, anyways, just continue to almost finish the article. Abbas's populist speech covered several topics as he lambasted recent international conferences in Poland and Bahrain, where the U.S. unveiled the financial part of a quote deal of the century, which is being, I'm just adding, is offered by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, before rejecting the label of the Palestinian, quote, martyrs as terrorists, that the Palestinian Authority pays millions of dollars to terrorists or to the families of Palestinians killed, injured, or imprisoned for involvement in attacking, so, assisting in attacking, or planning to attack Israelis. That's the Jerusalem Post calling them terrorists.
So this is a claim that the Palestinians, there's the violent people on their side that are conducting terrorism within Israel?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, people would say Hamas. Like, I remember I had a social studies teacher in high school who said Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. That's their government, right? You know, people call them terrorists, but they're the ones who make sure the trains run on time, the mail gets there. So, I mean, you got to think, there's a lot of dehumanizing language, you know, especially by the Christian Zionists
on Palestinians. I hate this terrorist designation, because they're making war, okay? You know, it's asymmetrical warfare. They don't have uniforms, but they're making war, and they're doing what people do when they make war, which is kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States terrorizes a lot more people in this world than the Palestinians ever
Absolutely.
Will.
The Palestinians never nuked two cities full of civilians.
Including the United States government terrorizing its own people. I mean, that's mostly what it does, more so than anything else.
It's like a lot of the Imperial Japanese, quote, war criminals who are being tried. You know, like Tojo, the Prime Minister of Japan, they had no idea what the whole tribunal or war crimes thing was about. They said, well, look, you know, when the U.S. tried to try them, they said, look, this is war, you know, you're going to prosecute us for doing our jobs. And it's, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's just another method of control, of, you know, being able to control the world through these, you know, fake war crime designations, these fake terrorist designations. So anyway, there's just two more lines I'll read to finish his speech. Quote, we will not accept their designation of our martyrs as terrorists. Our martyrs are the martyrs of a homeland, Abbas said. We will not allow them to deduct a single penny from their money. All the money will go back to them, because the martyrs, the wounded, and the prisoners are the most sacred things we have. And I believe when he says the money, because some people view at least like versions of the deal of the century that's come out as basically being a gigantic bribe to the Palestinians to stop, you know, just stop for activity, stop them from bickering. And I guess it's here people...
A bribe from Trump?
From, I'm pretty sure it'll be American money, where they just give him like $60 million. I remember I saw some slides from like Jared Kushner's slideshow or whatever, where it showed, it was like photoshopped or staged pictures of what Palestine could look like with, you know, if they stopped fighting, you know, make it look like just, you know, your average war.
Weren't you saying earlier that the Palestinian areas are being, you know, lessened?
Mm-hmm.
They're shrinking them?
Yeah.
Would this be part of the deal that they'd be left alone?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the deal yet. The Israelis aren't supposed to be doing the settlements anyways. We're getting by the United Nations, for getting condemned by the UN, by all these other sorts of countries for doing that, except the United States.
Yeah. Well, the settlers are kind of, in a lot of cases, they're pushing beyond what the Israeli government wants them to be doing. It's very similar to the Indians and the settlers here, where, you know, during a lot of our history, the U.S. government was trying to slow the westward expansion because they didn't want war with the Indians. Well, people kept going out there and settling because, you know, free land.
But in this case, the Israeli government is endorsing that. They want them to do that.
To some extent.
Yes, that's not a question.
Vincent's going to get into more detail on this tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, LRN.FM. Check him out then. Meantime, we'll see you online.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.